news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Probably no shock to y'all that it's going to be hot again today.
No.
Right. Dr. Bill will tell us how hot it's going to get, and also a look at the tropics. That's coming up in just a little bit. We'll check in with Dr. Bill. Also coming up this hour, it's your chance to turn up your text at 343-0106, 343-0106. Let us know what you're thinking on a couple stories, and our top three stories or three big things on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. If you go there, you know what? Scroll along with me. Number one, Baldwin County elected officials heading to D.C. to fight the immigration proposal, that proposal to move 25,000 that have been detained on the border here to Baldwin County. We talked to Baldwin County Commissioner Tucker Dorsey last hour. We'll replay that coming up. Also, a judge said separated families must be reunited within 30 days. We'll get some of those details. And President Trump backed South Carolina Governor McMaster wins the GOP runoff. We'll talk about the shakeout of the midterms and the setup for what's happening in November with Jeff Poore when he joins us after 8 o'clock. Check out the three big things on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, we'll check Dr. Bill's forecast next.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5. The Gulf Coast Weather Authority. And Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms. Today will be hot with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning. Right now, a 12-year-old child is missing, and the Escambia County Sheriff's Department needs your help. They're asking for you to call in if you have seen something or if you have information regarding the whereabouts of little 12-year-old Anastasia Sullivan. She went missing back on June 22nd. She was reported missing, though, on the 24th. She was last seen wearing a black shirt, pink pants, and my information's popping up here, and green and pink Nike slider shoes. So if you have information about her whereabouts, little Anastasia Sullivan, please call 911. An update on a man wanted for his involvement in a recent homicide. 34-year-old Ernesto Fox has turned himself in to Mobile Police on Tuesday. He is the man charged in the shooting death of 37-year-old Joe Dickerson. Dickerson was found shot to death last April. On Tuesday, you'll recall I told you that Fox was recently released from prison after serving 1 year in prison after being nabbed with prescription drugs. According to court documents, that arrest violated his probation conditions from a previous charge. And we now know 43-year-old Robert Chapman, the Mobile man accused of stabbing another man repeatedly at Callahan's Irish Bar in the Oakley District, has bonded out of jail for $25,000. He was scheduled for his first court appearance on Tuesday. And new this morning, we now know the name of the stabbing victim. Police have identified him as Cedric Sutherland. Chapman has been charged with assault first, but according to court documents, he will be tried for attempted murder. This all happened back on June 24th. Witnesses inside Callahan say Chapman stabbed Sutherland in the neck, the shoulder, and chest. A motive for the attack has not yet been released. John Thompson, the owner of the bar, says in his 15 years of owning the bar, an incident like this has never happened. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Hey, coming up, too, Jeff Poore with our discussion. We'll get into some state politics. You realize, I guess I keep reminding folks, maybe you'll hear the ads that'll remind you, runoff July 17th. Now, this is going to be a challenge to get people back to the polls after they feel like, Well, I just went out for the primaries, and it's summertime and doing other things. But reminder, you want to reinforce your vote or change your vote in the runoff. It is July 17th. Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A delegation from Baldwin County will leave for Washington, D.C. today. They'll argue against a proposal to use 2 retired airfields in the county to house 25,000 undocumented immigrants. And they're asking the public to sign an online petition against the plan. The county is looking for 5,000 signatures. They have 3,700 so far. Baldwin County Commissioners Chris Elliott, Tucker Dorsey, and Sheriff Hoss Mack say they'll meet with officials from Homeland Security and the Defense Department, among others. Scary moments for a Mobile woman. Police say she was robbed and beaten at gunpoint in her own driveway in front of her kids. It happened Monday night north of Tillman's Corner on Henning Drive West. The search is now on for 2 suspects responsible for that attack and robbery on the woman. A tourist destination in Northwest Florida might not exist much longer. Business owners at Crab Island and Destin are afraid they'll have to close if new regulations are put in place. The Okaloosa County Board of Commissioners will vote next month on an ordinance that could ban the sale, distribution, and consumption of alcohol on the floating business and require them to pull anchor at sunset every day. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
Twinkle Cavanaugh is falsely attacking conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the ultimate swamp politician, and lying to keep power is what swamp politicians do. Twinkle's been a career politician for decades. She's run for governor, lieutenant governor, treasurer, public service commissioner, everything but dog catcher. Twinkle supported the largest tax increase in Alabama history ever, and Twinkle is a longtime swamp bureaucrat and former government lobbyist for the swamp interests. She now regulates. Twinkle Cavanaugh, another tax-loving lobbyist, bureaucrat, swamp politician Alabama can't afford. Conservative outsider Will Ainsworth is pro-life, pro-gun, 100% pro-Trump. A small businessman, not a career politician. He'll fight for the strongest immigration laws in America, arm teachers in the classroom, and drain the Montgomery swamp. Will Ainsworth for lieutenant governor.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
Good morning, 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. This segment of Mobile Mornings brought to you by LinkedIn. If you're a business owner looking to hire some new employees, you probably already know that the right hire can really make an impact on your business. It's crucial to make sure that your job post reaches the most qualified candidates that you can reach. You could try posting on those job boards, but if you do that, do you really know who will see the job posting? Well, when you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. 70%. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every single day to grow professionally and explore new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours, insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. It's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. And right now, you can go to LinkedIn.com/WAVH to get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/WAVH for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think. 7:15 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Arkansas Razorbacks now only one win away from their first NCAA baseball championship in school history. The Razorbacks beat Oregon State 4-1 on Tuesday night in Game 1 of the College World Series Finals. Runs were tough to come by, with Arkansas pitcher Blaine Knight and Oregon State pitcher Luke Heimlich shutting batters down early. The Beavers took a 1-0 lead in the second inning, but Arkansas would score all 4 of their runs in the fifth inning, driving Heimlich from the game. Knight earned the win for Arkansas, pushing his record to a perfect 14-0 this season. After the game, he spoke with KATV out of Arkansas about what the championship would mean for the state and his school.
I mean, it means the world, you know. That's what we're all here to do, you know. We don't just sign for the school just to go play. You know, we're here to go and, you know, represent the state well, represent ourselves, our families, and get a ship. And that's what we're here to do, and that's what we plan on doing.
Game 2 is tonight at 6 p.m. on ESPN. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Tennessee Smokies 4-2 on Tuesday night. Tennessee took a 4-0 lead in the first two innings. The Bay Bears would cut that lead in half in the third inning with a two-run homer from third baseman Zach Houshins. Neither team scored for the remainder of the game, and the Bay Bears and Smokies split the six-game series with 3 wins apiece. Tonight, Mobile gets a night off before beginning a 6-game series in Biloxi tomorrow night against the Shuckers. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported Tuesday that a worker's body was found in a beer cooler at SunTrust Park. That's the home of the Atlanta Braves. The body was found Tuesday by a co-worker from the same third-party company hours before the Braves were to host the Cincinnati Reds. The investigation is currently ongoing, and the Braves are working with police to help determine what happened. That night, the Reds would go on to beat the Braves 5-3. In some other games around the league, the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Cleveland Indians and starting pitcher Corey Kluber 11-2. The Chicago Cubs got the win over the L.A. Dodgers 9-4. And the Tampa Bay Rays won their second in a row over Washington 1-0. Police are investigating the discovery of a dead body at the New Jersey home of New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins. The body was identified as 25-year-old Roosevelt Renee. Renee is apparently a Jenkins family friend who had been living at his house. According to ESPN's Diana Russini, Jenkins has been in Florida since the team finished minicamp on June the 14th. Police have ruled it as a homicide investigation. The 29-year-old Jenkins signed a 5-year, $62.5 million deal with the Giants in 2016 after spending the first 4 years of his career with the St. Louis Rams. You may know him as an alum of the University of North Alabama, and before that he spent some time at the University of Florida. In the FIFA World Cup, France and Denmark played out the first 0-0 draw of the World Cup as both teams progressed to the next round, finishing at the top of Group C. Peru beat Australia 2-0, although both teams are eliminated from the tournament following the group stage. Argentina and Lionel Messi progressed to the round of 16 of the World Cup in a close one after an 86th-minute goal from defender Marcos Rojo gave them a 2-1 win over Nigeria. And to round out the day, Croatia scored in the 90th minute to take a 2-1 win over Iceland. Croatia finished at the top of Group D while ending Iceland's run in the tournament. 718 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is Rhona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
It's a question no one likes to think about. What will I do if cancer affects my family? The staff at Southern Cancer Center has been helping families answer this question for over a decade. I'm Dr. Curry McAvoy. Let us help. Southern Cancer Center has the latest treatments available, including access to cutting-edge clinical trials. We offer patient education and family support. We believe that together we can beat this and navigate you from patient to survivor. Learn more about our practice. Visit southerncancercenter.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms. Today will be hot with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in the studio, and you're always keeping abreast of what's brand new, and you're offering it to us right here in Mobile and Baldwin Counties.
liquid aeration. Tell me about this.
We're using a couple of different products, liquid aeration and liquid organics, and we've been experimenting with it for a few years, some of it on your yard, some of it on mine.
Yep.
It's just some products that we're really happy with the results. We really think it's going to be beneficial to your lawn and most lawns around here. And liquid aeration simply just clumps fine soil particles together, creating micro channels for water, air, and roots to work within. It also creates little pockets for beneficial bacteria to populate. And then we throw in liquid organics, and it's like beneficial bacteria, like you would eat yogurt. It essentially is that for your soil.
So you're making healthier soil to make healthier grass.
Yeah, building better grass from the ground up.
That's what they do at Sexton Lawn and Landscape. So somebody wants to get this done at their place, how do they get in touch with you?
Find us online, sextonlandscapes.com. We're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or just give us a call, 626-3309.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, not a bad start so far this morning. A couple accidents we've had have been moved down the roadways. Steady ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne all the way to Loxley. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. Again, watch your speed. Market in the Barkers Bank this Saturday and every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon in Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 77 now at FM Talk 106.5, heading for that high in the 90s. Some details on heat and disease and the tropics coming up with Dr. Bill just about 14 minutes from right now. Also, first weekly filings released in crucial runoff campaigns. How much money did the candidates get and from where? Talk about that coming up in just a little bit. First, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, Sean. And thank you for sharing my favorite candy with me today.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate it.
A fan as well.
That was a Mentos moment.
Do we have a 2 liter of Diet Coke anywhere?
Yeah, just drop those babies in.
Oh, I've heard about that and what possibly could happen when those two meet. We're not doing that this morning.
Yeah, we probably will in the 8 o'clock hour. Get the Facebook.
I'm going to eat all these so fast.
Okay, all right.
Okay, let me get you to our news updates. So if you work in the automotive world, this is for you. Know this. Earlier this month, Governor Kay Ivey penned a letter to Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, writing that the state of Alabama could lose 4,000 jobs thanks to automotive tariffs that President Trump and his administration are said to be considering. Saying, quote, "I respectfully ask that you not recommend to President Trump the levying of trade tariffs on automobiles and automotive parts." That letter, penned June the 20th, goes on to say that it was a threat to Alabama's economy and that the governor strongly opposed, quote, "any efforts that may harm those companies that employ thousands of Alabamians and contribute billions to our economy." The governor also highlighted our status as the nation's number 3 when it comes to auto exporting and $10.9 billion in auto exports, which just last year went out of the state and the state's largest importers, Canada, China, Germany, Mexico, and Japan, she says, are all countries which may fire back their own tariffs in response. Now, this letter came in response to an announcement by the Commerce Department at President Trump's direction, which would initiate an investigation into whether imported automobiles and automotive parts constitute a national security threat. More than 57,000 Alabama residents currently are employed in the automotive sector. The EPA and NOAA, combined with the Clean Vessel Act grant, is good news if you're looking for a new place to fuel up your boat or maybe your yacht. On Tuesday, Fairhope Docks Marina announced their new fuel dock is ready to pump diesel and gas to start up those engines. There's also bathroom access, showers, and laundry facilities. Trash, pickup, and recycling will also be on site from the city. According to the marina, the fuel station will reduce pollution to Fly Creek and Mobile Bay. Fairhope Docks Marina is located off Seacliff Drive on Fly Creek. If you have questions, give them a call, 251-929-0365. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you so much, Kelly. All right, a story posted up earlier this morning over at ALReporter.com, the Alabama political reporter, said cash infusions into campaigns and political action committees participating in the runoff elections on July 17th were required their first weekly reports by June 25th. So here's the numbers as we sit here today. Between June 1st and the reporting dateline of June 25th, the Business Council of Alabama, so BCA, their Progress PAC, that's their political arm, raised less than $20,000 from small businesses whose donations were under $500 each. This is pretty interesting because this has not been the trend over time. And, you know, the questions about Canary being out at BCA and what this means. This is, it goes on, Bill Britt writes here, it's not sure if this anemic showing of cash contributions is directly linked to the recent exodus of BCA's marquee members, but the, as in Alabama Power, Power South, Regions, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, just name a few, Caterpillar. But they said the poor fundraising numbers are evidence that something is amiss. Progress PAC made $101,000 in campaign contributions, with Steve Marshall and Twinkle Cavanaugh each receiving $50,000, and $1,500 went to Charles Bull Corey, who lost his race against incumbent Republican Tim Wadsworth, who was targeted by BCA. In the battle for the Republican nomination in the lieutenant governor's race, PSC President Twinkle Cavanaugh lists $238,180. That's how much she has in the war chest now in the runoff. State Representative Will Ainsworth, $24,650. Remember, Ainsworth spent, he said he was going to spend $1 million there during the primary. Looks like they did it. However, in total cash on hand, Ainsworth has nearly double Kavanaugh's money, because he still has his war chest, $429,000 plus, and Twinkle, $221,000 plus. Republican contest for Attorney General finds former Attorney General Troy King raised $302,000 plus a major contribution of $20,000 from Franklin PAC, while current appointed Attorney General Steve Marshall filed $257,475. Marshall has $265,783 in the bank. To King's, what he has left over is $59,723. Agriculture and Industry Commission candidate Lounsborough Mayor, who was a guest on our show last week, Rick Pate, brought in $59,600 in his campaign. Republican Senator Gerald Dial, of course, with the catchy tune there, $9,165 during the same period. I mean, there's one of the big glaring differences. Rick Pate in this runoff, almost $60,000 in donation. Jerry Dial, under $10,000. Pate's campaign shows $55,953 in reserves. In contrast, though, to Dial's reserves being $77,710. So there you go. Those are two of the ones that we're looking at. In the top two races, PACs or contributors of note are as follows. In lieutenant governor's race, Will Ainsworth got a major contribution from himself. You know, campaigns, the people lend their campaigns money and the campaign pays them back. $500,000 from himself. BizPAC donated $2,500. Twinkle Cavanaugh, current PSC president, running for lieutenant governor, got $50,000 from Progress PAC, $5,000 from Pride PAC 2, $10,000 from EduPAC, $10,000 from Raymond Harbert. NPAC gave $5,000, MGCPAC gave $5,000, CarePAC gave $15,000, the Realtors gave $10,000, the Honorable Tim Parker Jr., $10,000, then Medical PAC, $10,000, and the Attorney General's race, Troy King's major contributor, like we mentioned, Franklin PAC at $20,000, Cash PAC at $25,000, CMG PAC at $30,000, Et PAC at $25,000, Leadership PAC at $30,000, Pride PAC 2 at $70,000, and T-Town PAC 2, $70,000. Steve Marshall getting $5,000 from Altria, $10,000 from Allopac, $10,000 from Comp PAC, Farm PAC gave $15,000, MGC PAC gave $5,000, Alabama Power gave $25,000, BizPAC $10,000, CanPAC $5,000, EduPAC $10,000, FairPAC $10,000, FaxPAC $5,000, and Progress PAC $50,000. So pack those all away in your memory banks, and we'll process them in just a little bit when Jeff Poore joins us next hour. All right, check in with News 5, then Dr. Bill's on the way.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An engineering report from nearly 2 years ago called attention to serious safety flaws at Ladd Peoples Stadium. The report uses the American Society of Civil Engineers grading system. Ladd got a D+. Some of those safety concerns include exposed reinforcing steel, loose concrete overhead, wind and water damage, and corrosion. Board members say they had no idea the report existed. The city has approved more than $330,000 of structural repair since it received the report in October 2016. A 19-year-old is in jail for a drive-by shooting. shooting last week in Fairhope. Walter Smith Jr. of Loxley was arrested. Last Wednesday, someone shot at a home on Founders Drive. There were at least four bullet holes. Police say the gun Smith allegedly used was stolen. If you want to ride the Cannonball Run in Waterville, USA, time is running out. The park said the roller coaster will be permanently removed at the end of the season in September. Park officials say removing it will make room for more exciting attractions. No word yet on just what those new attractions will be. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Now through June 30th, save big at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with clearance pricing and instant in-store rebates on all Liberty Colonial, Fat Boy, and Franklin Round Bolt Safe models. Hurry in while supplies last. Plus, get 0% financing and 12 months to pay with approved credit. Remember, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes offers free delivery up to 50 miles and most of all, service after the sale. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, located at Exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe, 471-1137.
In East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the police officer who shot and killed 17-year-old Antoine Rose Jr. has been charged with criminal homicide.
Officer Michael Rosefeld was arrested and fingerprinted this morning. He is expected to have a preliminary hearing next Friday, July 6th.
Correspondent Athena Jones. Tuesday's primary saw victories for Republican candidates backed by President Trump. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster won his race, and in Utah, Mitt Romney defeated an opponent on his right.
We believe that government to live within its means, like we do here in Utah.
Well, the biggest surprise of the night was 10-term incumbent New York Democrat Joe Crowley's loss to first-time congressional candidate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who had worked as an organizer in Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. Northern California's Pawnee fire continues to grow. It's been burning since Saturday, is only 17% contained, and Colorado's 416 fire is picking up again. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. President Trump is endorsing Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin's measured approach to restricting Chinese investments in U.S. tech companies, saying a strengthened merger security review committee could protect sensitive U.S. technologies. Trump says the approach would target all countries, not just China, echoing comments from Mnuchin on Monday amid a fierce internal debate over the scope of investment restrictions due to be unveiled on Friday. Mnuchin and White House trade advisor Peter Navarro sent mixed signals on Monday about the Chinese investment restrictions. Federal investigators say a Tesla that crashed and burned last month in Florida was traveling 116 miles an hour 3 seconds before impact and only slowed to 86 miles an hour as the airbags were inflated. The National Transportation Safety Board also says in a preliminary report that the Model S electric car missed a curve with a 25 mile per hour speed limit, crashed into a wall twice, and erupted in flames. On Wall Street, futures this morning are moderately lower. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so we know the hot part of it. We know it's hot. I guess, first of all, let's find out how hot it did get yesterday.
Well, yesterday, officially 92 degrees, but that doesn't tell the whole story because the heat index was well over 100 yesterday afternoon. And it looks like we're going to at least reach 92, perhaps 93 today. And likely that heat index will get up around 105, maybe 106 for this afternoon. We do have some thunderstorm activity for today. There's actually a few showers and thunder showers this morning along the coast. But as the land heats up this afternoon, we should see some scattered thunderstorms, and that, of course, will temporarily drop that temperature. Tonight should be partly cloudy, slight chance of an evening thunderstorm, and we'll see a low tonight around 75. And then tomorrow, another hot day with a few afternoon thunderstorms, up around 93 degrees, and heat index tomorrow, again, up around 105 to 106. As we look ahead to the rest of the week and the weekend, Friday, good chance for afternoon thunderstorms, up around 95 degrees for Friday. And over the weekend, better chance for afternoon thunderstorms with high temperatures in the low 90s. So not much of a difference in those temperatures, up around 92, 93, perhaps 95 on Friday, but just plain hot and humid all the way through the weekend.
All right. In a scan of the tropics, anything you're watching right now?
Right now, a little disturbance located off the Carolinas. It is not tropical at this point. It could develop into a tropical depression, but only a slight chance, and it's going to really move out of the open waters of the Atlantic. We do have some thunderstorm activity out in the eastern Atlantic, but that area is just not favorable for development this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, also PhD in tropical weather. Remember, check with him throughout hurricane season for the best forecast, most accurate forecast on the tropics. I got this note from my friends at Dauphin Island, and, you know, I try. You know, I try with Mayor Collier. Mm-hmm. I try with Francis, the whole gang, try to steer them the right way. I'll give you this. First of all, coming up next week, Independence Day.
Yes.
4th of July. Our favorite, for our family, you know, we go to Dauphin Island, and our favorite firework, you know, fireworks display right there, middle of the island, right by the public beach where the pier to nowhere is now with the sand underneath it. That's where they do the fireworks show, and it is fantastic.
Dauphin Great Island location.
It is so awesome. That fireworks show every year does not disappoint. So, reminder, that's going on Wednesday night starting at 9 o'clock. And in addition, here's why I shake my head. They have their favorite beach movie that's mm-hmm. going to start showing. This shows, let's see, Tuesday, July 3rd.
Is okay, it Jaws?
And they have once again selected Jaws.
Yes.
They have selected, for some cockamamie reason, I talked to them. I said, you know, I am as big of an advocate as there is for Dauphin Island. I tell people how much I love the place. We spend a lot of time there. Want more people to come and be part of it. But going with the Jaws movie again and again. This is about like third year in the row.
Because the soundtrack plays, you know, when you hop into the water sometimes.
I hope the kids that watch this are tougher than I was as a child. I know the first sleepover I had as a kid, we right. watched Jaws, and I don't think I stuck my toe in any body of water for the next year, at least.
So it's obvious. It's very popular. That's why it's back. But yeah, I give them grief every year when
that's
they do
awesome.
That. But that's Tuesday night for Jaws down at the West End Beach, mm-hmm. and they do the sunset movies. You'll see that. And then, of course, the big fireworks display coming up on Independence Day. That's Wednesday at 9 p.m. Oh, speaking of, yes?
So it's good to bring lawn chairs, blankets, things like that to watch the movie?
You can, yes. No no coolers, no glass, no. Okay. The whole list, if you'll go to tattledolphinisland.org, it's right there. And I was going to add this, too, as we're talking about critters. Maybe we can work our own movie. Jaws, not make Jaws 14 or whatever. We'll mm-hmm. make a new movie called Little Jaws.
And
it'll be about sea lice.
No.
Yeah, a story from our news partners. Purple flags flew over Pensacola beaches yesterday because of sea lice. Experts say sea lice are really the larvae of marine life, like jellyfish. It can be hard to avoid them in the water, but that didn't stop people from getting in. Some people got the sting, and then they did the old man on the street report. How's it feel when you got stung? Experts say if you do come in contact with sea lice, you should wash your swimsuit and dry it under high heat. Experts also say calamine lotion can help reduce the rash and itchiness. So the flags were up. The purple marine life flags were up for sea lice on Pensacola Beach. So,
I know living here, we're very aware of what each flag means, but purple,
Purple is marine life, yes.
Okay.
That is marine life. The purple flag is marine. I would suggest, though, I mean, if we're working on a treatment or a screenplay here, let's just start during the break what we could do, like, in the spirit of Jaws, but we're going to use sea lice instead. And, like, the people will be out in the water swimming, coming, then, ow, ow. But, and then we'll have to get a bigger boat.
Let me get this, yes, a much bigger boat for the sea lice. Let me get this straight,
out.
Though. The to soothe a sea lice bite.
Yes.
Not the same as jellyfish, right?
Well, they could be. They're the larvae of jellyfish.
Okay.
So they're little jellyfish.
Okay, gotcha.
And so
wanted to make sure before.
Yeah, so there you go. And also, I mean, think about what they say there. I mean, you might brush through that, but they say wash and dry at high heat your swimsuit afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, those critters could still be on there, and you strap the suit back
on.
You
should be doing that anyway, though.
Right, but I mean, like, you know, like during, like, if you get sea lice out there, you just go on in and wash everything up because they could be in your drawers.
No okay? fun.
There we
this
go.
This is the second time this week you're talking about
people's drawers.
Mm-hmm.
I know. 7:40. We'll check traffic right now with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, state troopers are there at Cuss Fork and Wilmer Georgetown Road. Siegel car in a ditch. Also still got the car that hit Church at McQuarrie Road and Spice Pond Extension. And no major backups or delays as you're traveling across to Bayway and the Causeway. A good start to our Wednesday morning. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer this weekend. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn. July 1st and 2nd at the $229 advance purchase rate. Go to Grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your At the Talk 106.5 traffic.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
7:42, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning. And the struggle between the Water Board and the City of Pritchard, there is new movement in the situation, as Pritchard City Council members are set to adopt a resolution, which would then authorize Mayor Jimmy Gardner to request a 20-day extension of the litigation between both sides. See, the issues stem from unpaid water bills, which then forced the Water Board to cut off the water to city buildings. A judge recently ordered the water back on as both sides tried to work it out. Well, sewage then backed up and overflowed into Pritchard City Hall. City officials held a special call council meeting Tuesday morning, and they reached an agreement on the issue. So, if there are any disputes during that 20-day period, the city and the Water Board will meet once again and have 2 weeks to brainstorm another agreement. If the issue is not resolved within those 14 days, the issue then moves to the circuit clerk. The next meeting is scheduled for tomorrow. A city council attorney, Greg Harris, says, quote, the city and the water board are going to conduct joint inspections of the fire hydrants to determine those that are operable and those which are not operable. Payment will be based on what they find each week. How many are operable, they'll make a payment for it. Don't forget that I reminded you about this the first hour once again, because this is the time honey-do lists happen. There's a recall in effect which may impact the ladder that you have at your house. Five different ladder models now being recalled because they can break while you are standing on them, which of course poses a fall hazard. The ladders were sold at Lowe's and Home Depot stores. So far, one report of a ladder breaking while in use has been reported. So the company name that you need to look out for is Werner. They say that if you purchase a multi-purpose telescoping aluminum ladder between the months of April and May of this year, you need to return it for a full refund. Some 78,000 ladders are part of this recall, and they range from the 13 to 26 feet in size ladders. So just be sure to check on that before you do your next project. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, distinct chance of gravity poisoning if that happens to you.
Ooh.
Big time. 744 nice. FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back.
I'm Tucker Dorsey, your Baldwin County Commissioner from District 3. It's a critical time on the Commission, and experience matters now more than ever. I bring the strong, steady leadership that the Commission needs, as well as the business management experience that has allowed Baldwin County to be in the best financial condition ever. Efficient government, smarter growth, and a Baldwin County where we can all be proud to live, work, and raise a family. That's what I stand for, and what I'll continue to work for as your County Commissioner. I'm Tucker Dorsey, and I ask for your vote on July 17.
Paid for by Friends of Tucker Dorsey, Box 455, Silver Hill, Alabama.
Hey, Sean Sullivan for the folks at Goldfingers, and also to talk to you about old habits. I'm guilty of it as well. Old habits, things that are reliable, traditional, things you've done for a long time, like eating at Chick-fil-A on Dolphin Street. My family does it, I do it. But for the next 3 weeks, Chick-fil-A is going through a remodel, so they're shut down. And our friends at Goldfingers said, hey, come on across the street and check out what they have going on. So on Dolphin Street, right across the street from Chick-fil-A, it's Goldfingers. I had the fried chicken fingers. I had the broiled chicken fingers the other day. They're fantastic. Put that on your new habit list. Check out Goldfingers on Dolphin Street.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A delegation from Baldwin County will leave for Washington, D.C. today. They'll argue against a proposal to use two retired airfields in the county to house 25,000 undocumented immigrants. And they're asking the public to sign an online petition against the plan. The county is looking for 5,000 signatures. They have 3,700 so far. Baldwin County Commissioners Chris Elliott, Tucker Dorsey, and Sheriff Hoss Mack say they'll meet with officials from Homeland Security and the Defense Department, among others. Scary moments for a Mobile woman. Police say she was robbed and beaten at gunpoint in her own driveway in front of her kids. It happened Monday night north of Tillman's Corner on Henning Drive West. The search is now on for two suspects responsible for that attack and robbery on the woman. A tourist destination in Northwest Florida might not exist much longer. Business owners at Crab Island and Destin are afraid they'll have to close if new regulations are put in place. The Okaloosa County Board of Commissioners will vote next month on an ordinance that could ban the sale, distribution, and consumption of alcohol on the floating business and require them to pull anchor at sunset every day. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good, like real good. You know what I'm saying? Like real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
All right, 748 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. Larry, we were talking earlier in the week about how y'all do the, if somebody wants a particular vehicle and wants y'all to find it, you got a How It Works segment right now.
Absolutely. We had a young lady call us Monday that had heard us on air, talking on air, and she wanted a particular vehicle, so we were able to actually find it Monday afternoon, which is quicker than usual, but we got it bought. We had it inspected at the auction yesterday. We sent a driver on a plane this morning. She's already in Atlanta, sitting in an Uber waiting to go to the auction, pick it up. She'll have the car back here this afternoon where we'll check it, and it'll be ready for the delivery tomorrow afternoon.
You mean valet delivery of the vehicle somebody's looking for?
Yeah, and we're actually able to come in almost $2,000 under her proposed budget.
I like that even more. All right, let's talk about if somebody hears this story and says, okay, I'm that person. I'm looking for a vehicle, a specific vehicle. What do they need to do?
Just call us here at the car lot, 375-0068, or just go online at the request line or come by the lot, and we'll sit down in front of the computer and show what we can do.
That's great stuff. Larry, thank you. We'll check back soon.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Now let's check sports. Here's Dalton.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean. 2 minutes till 8 now. Time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Arkansas Razorbacks are now one win away from the first NCAA baseball championship in school history.
Sooey.
Razorbacks beat Oregon State 4-1 on Tuesday night in Game 1 of the College World Series Finals. Runs were tough to come by, with Arkansas pitcher Blaine Knight and Oregon State pitcher Luke Heimlich shutting batters down early. The Beavers took a 1-0 lead in the second inning, but Arkansas would score all four of their runs in the fifth inning, driving Heimlich from the game. As a texter said earlier, looks like Heimlich choked last night.
I was waiting for his maneuver.
Yeah. Knight earned the win for Arkansas, pushing his record to a perfect 14-0 this season. After the game, he spoke with KATV out of Arkansas about what the championship would mean for the state and his school.
I mean, it means the world, you know. That's what we're all here to do. You know, we don't just sign for the school just to go play. You know, we're here to go and, you know, represent the state well, represent ourselves, our families, and get a ship. And that's what we're here to do, and that's what we plan on doing.
Well, the Razorbacks will have two more chances to get one win and get that ship. Game 2 is tonight at 6 p.m. on ESPN. The Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Tennessee Smokies 4-2 on Tuesday night. Tonight, Mobile gets a night off before beginning a six-game series in Biloxi tomorrow night against the Shuckers. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported Tuesday that a worker's body was found in a beer cooler at SunTrust Park. That's the home of the Atlanta Braves. The body was found Tuesday by a co-worker from the same third-party company hours before the Braves were to host the Cincinnati Reds. An investigation is currently ongoing, and the Braves are working with police to help determine what happened. In that game last night, the Reds would go on to beat the Braves 5-3. In some other games around the league, the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Cleveland Indians and starting pitcher Corey Kluber 11-2. The Chicago Cubs got the win over the L.A. Dodgers 9-4, and the Tampa Bay Rays won their second in a row over Washington 1-0. Police are investigating the discovery of a dead body at the New Jersey home of New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins. The body was identified as 25-year-old Roosevelt Renee. Renee is apparently a Jenkins family friend who had been living at his house. According to ESPN's Diana Russini, Jenkins has been in Florida since the team finished minicamp on June the 14th. Police have ruled it as a homicide investigation. In the FIFA World Cup, France and Denmark played out the first 0-0 draw of the World Cup as both teams progressed to the next round, finishing at the top of Group C. Peru beat Australia 2-0, although both teams are eliminated from the tournament following the group stage. Argentina and Lionel Messi progressed to the round of 16 of the World Cup in a close one after an 86th-minute goal from defender Marcos Rojo gave them a 2-1 win over Nigeria. And to round out the day, Croatia scored in the 90th minute to take a 2-1 win over Iceland. Croatia finished at the top of Group D while ending Iceland's run in the tournament. 7:53 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms. Today will be hot with temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've had a nice ride from Loxley all the way into Daphne. In the Bayway, the Causeway, looking good so far this morning. Dolphin and Airport, also Moffitt and 65, seeing some backups. But the few accidents we've had have been moved down the roadways pretty quick. At Bama Flooring on Highway 59 in Summerdale, they offer so many more flooring options in those big box stores. With waterproof and water-resistant flooring, engineered hardwood, exotics, and more, see the reviews on Facebook and see them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 7:55. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Alrighty, good morning, Sean and Dalton. Happening while you were sleeping, an arrest has been made in the recent murder of an Uber driver, and it's all thanks to a video recording device which captured the fatality. Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office in Florida charged a former taxi cab driver with an open count of murder in the death of 29-year-old Philip Kirilov Sunday on Okaloosa Island. 35-year-old Timothy Lane Anderson from Destin was arrested Tuesday night. The victim died after being shot multiple times and left in a running vehicle. That video camera recording device captured the gunshots happening and a male running off. Police then were able to track the phone, the location of the call, and eventually they arrested Anderson in Destin. Have more info? Call 850-863-TIPS. 32 homeowners are breathing a sigh of relief after receiving assistance with home repairs from the City of Mobile by way of the Critical Repair Grant Program. According to the mayor's website and the city's website, Mayor Simpson, that is, repairs include roof, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning. The purpose of the program is to fight blight. If you'd like more information, call 251-208-7596 to apply for the program. You must own and occupy your home as your primary residence, meet the income requirements, and show proof of home ownership and proof of income. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:57, FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next hour, Jeff Poor joins us. We'll talk with him a lot about some Alabama politics and, of course, national politics. And coming up next hour, your chance to turn up your voice at 343-0106. Delegation from Baldwin County heading to D.C., actually probably close to being there by now. I think they left around 6 this morning. We talked to Baldwin County Commissioner Tucker Dorsey in the 6 o'clock hour. If we get a chance next hour, we'll re-air that discussion. But he's going, Tucker Dorsey, Chris Elliott, Sheriff Hoss Mack, going to petition federal middle managers there at the Navy and DHS and HHS to say, hey, quit putting us on the list for moving migrants, too. I'm paraphrasing there, but it's kind of what the message is. They're going to meet with Congressman Byrne and Senator Shelby and the folks that make those decisions. We'll talk more about that coming up next hour. Remember, check us out online, fmtalk1065.com, and take part in our online opinion poll question.